You're listening to SBS News.
40-year-old Alex Chung is a volunteer surf lifesaver at Sydney's Tamarama Beach. It's a far cry from the life he led 2 years ago when he moved to Australia from South Korea with very limited swimming ability.
I never ever thought about it. I watched a TV show or movie about some Baywatch or something, but it's something very different than, who I am, because I normally work in the office and then living in the city. So now I'm living in the beach culture now.
Alex Chung is now committed to helping other migrants become surf safe with programs run through his surf lifesaving club.
Even very basic things, swimming between red and yellow flag. Maybe this is a very basic things in Australia, but all other countries probably don't aware that what flags means are. Same like me when I came down, actually. When I saw the red and yellow flag, I thought it was quite a dangerous sign, but definitely you have to swim between the red and yellow flag.
It's a simple thing that could save someone's life. And with the Royal Life Saving Society's National Drowning Report showing an increase in drownings in the past 12 months, people are being warned not to become complacent. According to the report released on Monday, 276 people drowned in Australia in the past 12 months, a 10% increase on the year before. 122 of those deaths occurred at coastal locations, including on our beaches, at rocks and cliffs, and offshore. 101 drownings happened at inland waterways and 31 in swimming pools. Stacey Pigeon from the Royal Life Saving Society says that while the number of drowning deaths has dropped over the past 10 years, there are certain groups which have pushed these latest numbers up.
So this year we have seen a trend in people from multicultural backgrounds, both across the country and on coastal, with coastal drownings. We're also seeing older Australians. More older Australians are drowning, which is a 10-year trend as well. So there are certain populations that we are seeing increased drowning across all locations.
There are other reasons too that the most recent drowning numbers are bucking the more positive 10-year trend. For example, record temperatures last summer contributed to a 17% spike in summer drowning deaths compared to the 10-year average. There was also a dramatic jump in the number of tragedies where multiple people drowned, up 39%. Shane Dorr, Surf Lifesaving Australian's safety manager, is urging people to learn about the risks involved before entering the water.
What we're seeking is people, no matter where they're going, is to understand where they need to swim, understand the risks, understand their limitations and the dangers. And with over 12,000 beaches around Australia, everybody can get to a remote location, an unpatrolled location, so it's more important that people understand that surf lifesavers, lifeguards, police and other authorities can't be everywhere.
The Nepalese community is said to be among those most at risk, along with Taiwanese, Sudanese, South Korean and Irish. Rishi Acharya from the Nepalese Australian Association is calling for more tailored multicultural programs to avoid future tragedies.
At the moment, all the resources are either in English or those who are translated in language, they are also still developed for the mainstream community. So some of the content may not be appropriate or may not be understandable. If the resources are developed by targeting multicultural community, that would be good.
Helen Ispister, SBS News.